This is Simone, coming from UI from my room. I just wanted to catch you guys up on my day, tell you how I've been feeling about stuff, and, like, my life, a summary. I'm 16. My birthday's in 17 more days, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just living my life of a, you know, a young teenager. I'm in 11th grade. Next year I graduate. I'm very ready for that. I'm still looking for schools. I just don't know what kind of school I want to get myself into or how far away from home I want to go. But that can always change because I can always want to move away from home, or I could even come back if I wanted to. But we'll always find out. And we can never read the future, so we'll just see. I want to talk to you guys about my love life, what I've been getting going on. So, the first time, I don't know. I've really been talking to or trying to figure out this guy. But within the last few days, he's been saying, or last few weeks, he always talks about his girlfriend or something. But I really just, you know, get fed up. And then I just listen to it, even though I get annoyed and don't want to. But it's okay. I really don't be caring. But the thing was, is a few New Year's ago, we had kissed, but he must have obviously been drunk, because he never thought nothing else about it, and I was the only one that did, so I don't know, but I was obviously good enough to know not to do that, so, yeah, I don't know. It's just very weird. I don't really get it. But I don't know. It's just very weird. Yeah, after that, we've just been, that's like, we used to be like very close, like brother and sister close, but then eventually we became best friend close. Like, we just used to tell each other everything. And then, like, fast forwarding to a few months ago, me and his sister got into something, so he took his sister's side, of course, which I can't get mad for. So then we just distanced ourselves from each other, and then after we distanced ourselves from each other, he just found someone new to latch onto, like spring break. We just went out of town and just fell in love with somebody, so that was fun. Then came back. I was very confused. I had to talk to his sister, and his sister told me what was all going on. After she told me what was all going on, I was like, oh, okay. And then a few weeks passed by, and then I was texting my other friend, and I was gonna ask him about it. And then he got a girlfriend too, so I was like, oh wow, just everybody's getting girlfriends and nobody's telling me. But the thing was, is that the other guy was trying to hit on me for a long time, and I really wish I could talk to his girlfriend and find out what the heck they talk about, because a few days before that, he was just texting me, saying some very bold stuff, and I was like, no, no. But I've always been respectful and respected other people's relationships, so I just let it slide that time. I just let it slide and just let it be. But I really feel like I shouldn't have, because I felt really disrespected. I felt played. But it was all my fault because I let it happen, even though it shouldn't have been my fault. We all had good bonds together. We all had different bonds. I had a different bond with all of them individually. So it was just weird whenever all of us just stopped hanging out. We all stopped hanging out. And it just got very weird. So nobody seen each other whenever this COVID stuff happened. Nobody was really hanging out. And then eventually, like, it just simmered down. But I always did in contact with everybody. And I always want to fix stuff. So I tried to fix it at the last minute. And that situation was just not right. But now I'm just trying to fix it. Or I just need to find somebody new to talk to. Because I'm just miss having friends that I could talk to every day without hesitation, without me feeling like I'm annoying them, without me thinking that I'm being rude, or somebody that'll understand me without me having to explain it to them all the way. Somebody that knows what I'm trying to say whenever I say it, if that makes sense. Because some people are just misunderstanding. They don't understand what you're trying to say, and I'm a good listener. So whenever people try to tell me what they're trying to say, I mostly can understand. But whenever I try to explain it to other people what I'm trying to say, they always think I'm sounding stupid or something like that. Like, that doesn't sound right or something like that. So I just really wish, you know, that was under control. But it's okay if it's not. I'll understand. But that's all I want to talk about for today. Thanks, you guys. Come back tomorrow. We'll have another podcast. You guys will love it. XOXO Moan.